Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to Rumor and Innuendo. I'm your host, Robert Karpolis, and don't believe the lower third. That is not Dominic D'Angelo. That is his foul-mouthed, degenerate brother. Welcome to the show, Marcus.
Thank you, Robert. I'm glad to be here. More than anything, glad to provide you with a co-host upgrade. I think is badly needed. Good to see Dominic. You know, too busy to have to do the show today.
I think Dom's the one that's getting the upgrade. He just texted me here. A couple things for you guys to look forward to on the Rumor and Innuendo YouTube page. Dom got exclusive interviews so far with Natty Neidhart, Tommaso Ciampa, and Rey Mysterio. All three of them towering over.
Man, good for even Rey Mysterio is towering over Dom.
I would imagine so.
It has to be, man. And Dominic was there talking to Natty when that fight broke out between AJ Styles and LA Knight. So, man, he's got his finger on the pulse.
Oh, he was right there for that, wasn't he?
Yeah, close by. And apparently in the footage of him with Natty, they both just kind of like stop what they're doing and take it all in.
So that's what we'll start with that before we get into everything else. Right now, it's WWE World. They're doing media press day today, and all the wrestlers are lined up with step and repeat backdrops behind them. And the reporters go, and you get to go ask them questions. LA Knight showed up and then just charged AJ Styles, and the two of them started fighting each other. Did you see the footage?
I did. And man, to me, that's how you sell an angle. And by the way, like it looked like that a couple live rounds may have landed. I know that AJ Styles came up and he had a bloody, possibly broken nose.
Look, when you're doing something that close, you got to make it look real. And when Knight tackled him, like they broke the chair that AJ was sitting on, and it was a pretty high up, sturdy stool. So landing on that had to suck more than anything else. And they did everything they could to make it look legit. There's people walking around that didn't know it was happening and they get caught in the crossfire. So fun way to start WrestleMania. I'm going to try to steer here today since I'm in the Dom role. Later on, we're going to talk a little bit more about AJ Styles. We're also going to finish our WrestleMania 40 preview talking night two. We're going to start by talking about a show near and dear to my heart, a show that I used to have the privilege of writing, Friday Night SmackDown.
All right.
It's the go-home SmackDown for WrestleMania. It's the go-home WWE program before WrestleMania. And before we even get into it, in my opinion, kind of feels unnecessary. We're ready to go. We're locked and loaded. Everything's in place.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I believe that this SmackDown is going to be kind of like a nothing much happening sort of an event because, man, it's you want to load up all of the fun stuff for WrestleMania.
It's a hell of a preview. It's a hell of a preview, Marcus. You're like, and not much is going to happen. It's just kind of a waste. I'll be watching because I can't help myself. And it's a good thing to kill time before the Hall of Fame.
Yes, well, there is that aspect for sure. And let me ask you this, you know, when you were writing SmackDown, especially before a big event, I mean, you know, are you trying to load it up with setup material for the pay-per-view or how is that going?
So I was in a bygone era from like, I think it was still in black and white at that point in time because we had to sell these things called pay-per-views. So you needed to convince somebody to go spend $30, $40, $50 on their weekend. So you needed to leave them with an indelible lasting image. Here in 2024, most of us have Peacock, whether that's you're subscribing to it for, you know, the $5 a month it is. I have Xfinity. It comes with my Xfinity service for free. So I'm already, you know, half in the bag for it. But you still want to leave people excited. But there's not much major revelation that we're probably going to get here on SmackDown. The biggest thing I would say on SmackDown is the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I liked when it was part of Mania. Peek behind the curtain on that, it helps set up your TV. You're running a bunch of tests. You're testing your cameras, testing your audio, making sure your commentators are in the right spot. You're letting the audience get a chance to settle, find their seats, because if you don't have a dark match beforehand, no, night one opens with Becky and Rhea. You don't want to see people funneling in. And the Andre Battle Royal is a fun way for a lot of guys who have really, you know, busted their asses over the last year to at least get a moment in the spotlight.
And, you know, it makes me wonder now that WrestleMania is two nights, you know, is that why they've eliminated the Andre the Giant Battle Royal? Because, you know, it seemed like it used to be a way to get more guys on WrestleMania. But now with two nights, maybe they don't necessarily need that.
It's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of you got to load all those guys in. They're taking up space in the locker room. You got to get them out to the ring. You got to clear them from the ring. Instead, it's something to do on the SmackDown before WrestleMania where you really don't have to worry about injuring a lot of guys.
Well, I'm here for it. Cynical answer. It's something I certainly look forward to is that Battle Royal, so I'm going to be tuned in.
I think there's a couple of big names in the Battle Royal that probably stand out the most. Obviously, Veer. Veer's, I mean, a major star anywhere in the world, but there's also Shinsuke Nakamura is in this, Ivar, Chad Gable, Ricochet. Those would be the in my opinion, and Bronson Reed, probably the big names of guys who would have deserved a spot somewhere in WrestleMania if they actually had a little bit of extra time.
Yeah, I'm, you know, for me, it's got to be Shinsuke. He's my guy, and I think he needs a big moment coming into the big event, right?
It's possible. He's a guy who he's pretty just good with what's going on. You know, they want to use him as a mid-card guy. He's going to go do that. They want to put him in the world title picture, which they did a couple months ago. He's going to be fine and be a professional. I think he's just happy not being in New Japan, taking those types of bumps. I think he is someone who has shown a path from working over there to working in the WWE and finding a level of success. I would think Ricochet is probably the guy who's going to pull this off. They seem to be putting a lot of momentum behind him of late. And he is someone who, if based on our potential predictions yesterday, if Gunther is successful in retaining, I'd love to see another Ricochet-Gunther match.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, the chemistry between the two of them, undeniable. So, hey, man, I'm here for Ricochet pulling off the win. As long as whoever wins at the end of it, they get that trophy and then break the trophy. That's always how it's supposed to go, right?
So you hate Andre the Giant. You hate the legacy of Andre. You want to see him besmirched.
I'm just trying to remember the last time somebody got any trophy that was not instantly destroyed afterwards.
I like when they have to carry that thing around because it's a huge, bulky trophy, and that's a massive pain in the ass to have to lug out there. And perversely, it's just kind of fun to watch guys have to deal with that nonsense. One of the other big moments on the show is going to be a Kevin Owens show with his special guest, Randy Orton. This is their last chance to further the tension that they've been teasing between Owens and Orton. Maybe I'm in the minority on this. I don't think you need it. I think both these guys, they have enough reason to want to beat Logan Paul. They both want to be U.S. champion. I don't need to see anything more.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it's kind of like filibustering. You know, it's like, okay, well, what are we putting in this segment? Two really compelling guys, something that fans seem to enjoy. So, hey, why not? Let's do it. Let's do a little extra setup. And who knows? Do you think we get a little run-in from Logan Paul?
I would save Logan Paul. I don't know that I would necessarily put him out there. Let these guys tear each other apart and just you're sitting from the back. I like seeing Orton in the ring doing these promos. He's a lot more relaxed right now. He just celebrated a birthday this past Monday. So happy birthday again, Randy.
How old is Kevin?
He's 44, I believe. I don't know. We were joking about him having to increase the size of the font on his iPhone. So I'm like, that's what's going to wind up happening there for him. There's also Zelina Vega, Electra Lopez having a match, furthering that Legado del Fantasma LWO thing. Neither one of them competing on the show. I'm happy they're getting a match.
Oh man, absolutely. You know, I was actually a little bit surprised whenever I learned that neither of them were competing on the show. But I mean, two undeniable talents. So yeah, hey, let's get them in the lead up to Mania.
Oh, I think Zelina's really, really talented. Elektra hasn't had that many opportunities on a big stage to show what she can do. So hopefully it goes well. If it doesn't, this is not the weekend to have a bad match. Every executive is there. Everyone's going to be backstage because you have the Hall of Fame after. This is not the week to have like a Maxine Dupri level botch. The main event of SmackDown is Jey Uso and Solo Sikoa. You're pushing that Jay and Jimmy match. You're pushing Bloodline versus everybody. I think they're going to go out there and have a really strong match, but I'm hoping they hold a little bit back, Marcus, and don't genuinely hurt one another.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to empty the bucket the night before Mania. Let's go ahead and save a little bit of it. I don't know. I sort of anticipate a DQ finish or something of that nature.
I think so. But brother versus brother, they're not going to want to hold back on one another. And it's not the first time I'm sure these guys have tossed one another around. My concern is they're going to want to have a lot of interference, a lot of guys running out there. We know Roman's there. We know Rock's there. But we also know as soon as this show is done, it's the Hall of Fame. So do you send Rock and Roman out there for physicality and then make them go in the back and put tuxedos on?
Boy, that is something I hadn't even considered. Probably not under those circumstances. Maybe one or the other, but certainly not both of them. And I would guess you'd save Rock for the Hall of Fame.
I think that the one thing that you're going to want to see is those guys as fresh as they can for that for those Hall of Fame speeches. You don't want them winded. You don't want them out of breath. You don't want them putting on a bad performance. And guys, if you're worried about not putting on a great performance, we want to talk to you about our sponsor of this episode, because this episode, as always, is sponsored by our friends at Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex. Guys, remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Visit BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. No visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Guys, it is WrestleMania weekend. The anticipation cannot be any higher. You're going to want to point at that WrestleMania sign. You're going to want to finish your story. And Blue Chew wants to help, because Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our viewers. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code Rumor at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Rumor, to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this WrestleMania Go Home edition of Rumor and Innuendo.
Ooh, man, you can't beat Blue Chew. Get your heat back, ladies and gentlemen. Get that Blue Chew.
I love it. First time I'm meeting Dom. We're already I called you Dom. I knew I was going to do it because it's on the bottom of the screen.
That's
it's
right.
It's the damn lower third that Dominic said he was going to fix. But no, Marcus, it's nice. We're here. We're already talking Blue Chew together. You're already part of the Rumor and Innuendo family. You haven't cursed once on this episode. Things could not be going any better. And I was going to say things could not be going any better until WrestleMania, except today, an earthquake hit New York and Philly. What the hell's going on, man?
I'll tell you what, I was just kind of scrolling online and I kept seeing pictures of John Tenta with no context, and I'm like, what, because I had my nose in my laptop, I was just working, and I'm just scrolling in between, and I'm like, why is John Tenta all over the internet right now? It's earthquake. So man, it's I got a feeling things are gonna get shaken up there in Philly this weekend as well.
Well, we're gonna talk what's going on in Philly, and we're gonna talk night two of WrestleMania. If you missed the first half of our WrestleMania preview, Dom, when he actually showed up for work, was here yesterday talking about our predictions for night one, which you can catch wherever you listen to podcasts, whether that is on Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever. But instead, I got Marcus here for night two of WrestleMania, so we're gonna start. We're going to start with Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits against the Final Testament, Karrion Kross and the Authors of Pain. Lashley has already expressed his frustration about being in this position in the first place. I think he wanted something a little more high profile. Karrion Kross, who went from unemployed to back in WWE, probably has something to prove. What do you think we're going to see here?
man, I can tell you this. I think that Karrion Kross is doing some of the best stuff of his career right now. You know, you see the way that he uses social media, the way it should be used by somebody in his position. You know, he had that great video of him snapping a baseball bat and like a like an ankle lock hold. And I mean, cutting promos while he's smoking a cigar. Like, this dude has got star factor written all over him. And I think that we see him rise up here at WrestleMania and get a big moment.
He has been someone that I just don't understand how they're not making a tremendous amount of money with him. I don't love his gimmick just because I get spooky, whatever. I'm not a spooky, whatever fan. I was never an Undertaker, Papa Shango, give me any of that nonsense. When that guy actually talks and you hear his actual backstory, he is genuinely terrifying. And he comes across like a major, major star when he's himself. When he gets intense, you're just like, oh, we're in trouble. Adding in that extra like hocus pocus stuff, never my thing. But that being said, I think these six guys are frustrated in the position that they're in. If I'm Montez Ford, who in a lot of ways should be main eventing a WrestleMania by this point, I'm super frustrated. I think it's going to be Lashley and the Street Profits, just because I think you need to make Bobby happy. But the fact that it's a Philly street fight, it's a big, wild, hardcore brawl in the home ECW, we're going to get a really fun match. Do you think maybe we get blood?
I'm kind of hoping so, especially with the Karrion Kross gimmick. I know you're not crazy about the dark, spooky stuff. I have to admit, one of my guilty pleasures is the Jake Roberts and Ultimate Warrior vignettes where he's got him like beating graves and stuff.
Jake the Snake Roberts had such a way of being able to just mess with your brain as a kid. The stuff in Ultimate Warrior was fantastic.
Unbelievable.
That's fine. That's psychological. That's playing with games. What I don't like is Undertaker rising from the coffin and ascending to heaven. That used to bug me. Or Papa Shango making people like bleed black stuff out of their head, or watching Warrior like vomit.
I couldn't get behind the black stuff, but the Warrior vomiting, I'm like, come on, that's good. That's good stuff, pal. I almost cursed just now. I got to watch myself.
You held it. I appreciate that.
Doing my best, brother.
Speaking of holding in enthusiasm, it's LA Knight and AJ Styles. AJ Styles is tasked with babysitting LA Knight for this year's WrestleMania. I think AJ is going to do everything he can to make this a great match. I am very much not sold on LA Knight, but curious what your take is, Marcus.
I'm with you. I think that AJ is going to do everything within his power to shine LA Knight. And look, it's, you know, LA Knight is, he's a rising star. And if I'm AJ Styles, I don't want to win this match. I want to put him over so that, you know, because you kind of get heat when you beat a guy that's that red hot. So yeah, if I'm AJ, I'm like, hey, I'm going to go out there and do my thing. But while doing my thing, I'm going to make this guy look as good as humanly possible.
That's exactly the same way I'm thinking. I'm thinking AJ is going to wind up losing this one, but he's going to want to make LA Knight look like a major, major star. Speaking of major, major stars, Logan Paul is defending his United States Championship in a triple threat match against Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. In an ideal world, this would be a singles match, whether it's Logan and Kevin again or Logan and Orton. This is the hand that we've been dealt. Glad these three guys are out there. Marcus, what do you think we're going to see?
I'm thinking that Logan Paul is going to pull off the win. Just because he's so high profile, and having him hold that belt for an extended period of time,
that title. What did we say about using inappropriate language on this show, man?
I forgot I'm with a backstage WWE guy. I gotta watch myself. But yeah, no, it's him and that title, I think, bring a lot of value to the WWF. And man, it's
WWF. Dude, you're throwing out belt. You're throwing out WWF.
Because I can't curse. That's what's throwing me off.
I'll just let you just start dropping F-bombs. Like, yes, it'll cost us sponsors and it'll get us kicked off YouTube, which I think, by the way, guys, before this show started today, I found out that Mr. Marcus D'Angelo happens to be a producer of Jeff Jarrett's show. And we all know that Jeff Jarrett, that lousy scumbag, that snake, is the reason why we are constantly kicked off ad-free shows every Monday. And I feel like Marcus's plan is come on here, drop a couple F-bombs, and then we're gone across the board. And it's just Jarrett 5 days a week.
You guys were cramping our style, man. And yeah, let me drop the news right now. That was not a Jeff Jarrett initiative. That was this guy. You know, I was like, hey, we can't have competition on there. Come on, get these guys out of there.
Well, as far as this match, we're getting this back on track here. But yeah, no, I think Logan Paul is going to retain. I think the triple threat is a way to cover that. You don't want to beat Randy one-on-one straight up, but you know it's going to be a hell of a match. It's going to give Orton and Kevin something to do for a couple weeks and months going forward. And Logan Paul can move on to somebody new and different, most likely Lashley. I think if Lashley needs something to do, the imagery of Lashley and Logan Paul will be a hell of a lot of fun. The WWE SmackDown Women's Championship, Io Sky defending against Bayley. This is kind of the forgotten title match going into this show. They've told a pretty good story. You're trying to truncate that Bayley babyface turn and hoping that the audience is going to latch onto it. But at the same time, I think these two women are going to tear it up. What do you think, Marcus?
Yeah, as far as the finish is concerned, I think it's right on the verge of a coin flip. But there's zero question on the fact that these ladies are going to put on maybe a show-stealing performance.
I think so. I would not be surprised if Io retained. I think there's a lot of strong challengers down the road for her, whether that is Bianca, whether that is Jade, whether that is a returning Charlotte Flair. Bayley, as the champion, would mean she's continuing her feud with Damage Control. And I think at Mania, they like to have sort of a, here's a decisive finish, let's move on to something else going forward. Bayley retaining, there's no path for her to move on. I think there's a lot more of an opportunity for Io down the road and better contenders to beat her for the title. That leaves two matches left. Seth Rollins defending the World Heavyweight title against Drew McIntyre. CM Punk will be on commentary doing the Marcus D'Angelo role of trying not to curse while he's on air. What do you think we're going to see, Marcus?
I think we're going to see Punk get involved in some way, shape, or form, of course. I mean, he's there, and he and Drew McIntyre have been having their issue online, which seems to be pretty one-sided. Drew McIntyre is really kind of dunking on him at every single turn. But, yeah, CM Punk is going to get involved, and Seth Rollins is going to go ahead and retain that belt.
This is where you're wrong. I think we're going to see a new champion. I do not see a situation in which Seth Rollins is retaining this title. Drew has way too much momentum, way too much heat. This is the time for him to get his win over Seth. Where I think the CM Punk wrinkle is going to come into effect is the fact that Punk is not going to stop Drew at any opportunity during the match, which is going to piss off Seth. But then after the match, he's got that arm brace on, that supposed injured arm. I think he's going to lay out Drew, opens the door for a Damian Priest Money in the Bank cash-in.
All right. I mean, you may have turned my perspective on this. You know, I was kind of picturing it almost like Drew has got so much heat right now and he's so red hot right now. It's like, why does he need the belt? I don't know that he needs it.
He doesn't need a belt. He needs a title.
Oh, my goodness. Why does he need that title, Robert?
Because it's been the all-consuming thing for him. But what I love about this story, what makes this so fun, and this is just maybe this is the writer in me, this idea that Seth is so focused on the bloodline stuff and is not paying attention to Drew, and that's made Drew really upset, while at the same time, Drew is constantly focused on Punk and not Seth, and his lack of focus is what's going to cost him his title potentially seconds after he wins it.
Oh, man. The added perspective from a writing perspective on this belt situation, boys, gets me all sorts of excited.
All right. You know what? I can't wait till Dom's back on Monday. He's so much more well-behaved. He can't pronounce WWE.
Well, of course not.
But we'll let it slide in exchange for this blasphemy here. The main event for the undisputed WWE Universal Heavyweight Championship title, Roman Reigns defending against Cody Rhodes. First of all, I think we kind of talked about it yesterday. This will most likely be bloodline rules. It's like Chekhov's gun. You don't introduce a stipulation if you're not planning on following through with it. Do you think we see a new champion? Does Cody finish the story?
I think Cody finally finishes the story, and I think that we kick the can down the road a little bit for SummerSlam and a possible clash between just one-on-one Cody and Dwayne.
Yeah, Blue Meanie, who was hanging with your brother last night, and he's hanging around WrestleMania all weekend, kept thinking that we were going to see a Rock babyface turn, and this was a plan all along. I've never bought into that. I still don't buy into it. I don't want to see that. I think if the end of night one of WrestleMania is the end of Infinity War, if it's the villains are all standing triumphant, this has got to be Endgame. And a lot of people have been speculating that what we're going to see is, you know, every firework they can throw at this, which would include John Cena and Steve Austin. That seems to be, there's some rumblings to that. I love that idea of Cena taking out Solo, the guy who left him lying a couple months ago, and then it's Rock in the ring, and then you hear the glass shatter, and you get that one little moment, because it is WrestleMania 40, of Austin and the Rock together in the ring again. And then I want to see everybody gone. I want there to be about 5-6 minutes left of this match where it really is just Roman and Cody gets his moment and finishes his story. That gives you a chance to do a rematch with Roman at some point down the road in a non-Bloodline rules match. It gives you a chance to do Rock and Cody at SummerSlam, which I think is a hell of a match. And it gives you an opportunity for Rock now to be so consumed with anger about what happened, whether that's the interference of actual wrestlers or legends of the past, that we see that Mr. McMahon-esque version of Rock emerge. And we know he's going away and he's filming a movie for a little while. This allows him to have his hand on the show without being there week in and week out. But I think if you don't have Cody winning that title at the end, you better have a really good story plan for him.
Man, and shout out to Blue Meanie. Love the guy. But I'm with you. I do not like the idea of the Rock turning babyface. You know, we've gathered all this momentum here, and it's like, let's not stop it now. Let's make some money on this and kick this can down the road. And yeah, you know, the way that you frame that, where Rock is almost like a new Vince McMahon type figure in here, that level of heel, it's, man, what a new dynamic in wrestling, where it's an authority figure, but an authority figure who's very muscular and an experienced legend in wrestling. I mean, dude, that's where it's at.
Yeah, something you don't have to worry about with the Young Bucks over in AEW. Authority figures who are built like, I don't know, preteen skateboarders.
Okay. I thought you were going to curse there. I thought you were going to go with the Brick S house.
No. Yeah, no, I'm not. Look, Rock is a hell of an ambassador. He's a hell of a character. The last little story we're going to get to before we wrap this up is AJ was talking to the Ringer, and he said, I'm anxious to see what story comes next. I'm getting close regarding the end of his career. I want to have that story and that match to go with before I leave the WWE. That's what I'm looking forward to the most. I'm going to retire. I'm getting to that point where I'm worried about embarrassing myself. At some point, this has to come to an end. This feels like a misdirection on AJ's part. AJ is working at such a high level right now. I think the opportunity for him to step in and be a top challenger for Cody in the next couple months makes a hell of a lot of sense. Maybe we're setting the breadcrumbs for a retirement at WrestleMania 41. What do you think, Marcus?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's a misdirect. You know, he came back with all that muscle loaded on him, and man, I don't think that you put in that kind of work just to turn around and retire shortly thereafter. I think that, and to your point, he's also putting in some of the best work we've seen out of AJ Styles. Still, in this era of wrestling, a relatively young man. I think we've got an awful lot of time left with AJ.
He is one of the top wrestlers here on this flat earth, according to AJ. Hey, you know, it's WrestleMania weekend. This is the best time of the year to be a wrestling fan. It's the best time of year to be tuning in to rumor and innuendo. Marcus, if the fine folks want to catch you elsewhere, where can they find you?
Well, first of all, ignore this information down here below me. You can follow me on X at Marcus P. D'Angelo. But I also do podcasts with Jake the Snake Roberts, Ted DiBiase, and Hacksaw Jim Duggan. You can find me with Jake at youtube.com/@snakepitpod. And both podcasts with Ted and Hacksaw are at youtube.com/@everybodysgotapod. Jim's podcast is a YouTube exclusive, so that's the only place you can hear me with Jim. The other two podcast you can get on all platforms. So yeah, check me out there. I'm also the producer for My World with Jeff Jarrett, so please check that out. Oh, good old Double J. And yeah, you know, I always love interacting with listeners, so please feel free to reach out.
Well, you can catch us here every Monday through Friday streaming on a myriad of platforms, including the WWE Creative underscore ISH X account, the Dominic D'Angelo X account, the SE Scoops X account, the Podcast Heat X account. Podcast Heat is who makes this show possible, as well as the Rumor and Innuendo and ad-free shows, YouTube pages. We will be back on Monday for a hell of a post-WrestleMania show. You can catch my other podcast, Wrestle Roast, that Dominic is a producer of, along with professional comedians Dan St. Germain, Mike Lawrence, and Scott Chaplin. Our latest episode just dropped, and we're doing a live Patreon tomorrow at noon Eastern, which will be a hell of a lot of fun. That's how I'm kicking off my WrestleMania weekend. I will be live tweeting all weekend long, so feel free to slide into my DMs with appropriate comments. But instead, on behalf of not Dominic D'Angelo, I'm Robert Karpolis. Best of luck in your future endeavors.